Hey, welcome back, everybody, as we gather around the table with South County Outreach, where we take on a journey deep into the heart of our organization's mission to combat poverty and uplift our community with our community guide, the man who takes us into this strange world, Laval Brewer. Welcome.
I feel like a Sherpa today.
I think you are. You're community, taking us up the mountain.
The community
here.
Guide? That's a lot of response.
You like that one?
It is. That's a lot of response. I feel like a tour guide. You know, the guys on the top of the bus. And on your left, we have... All right, I got there.
Each time you take us into a world that I have never seen before, really, it's fascinating behind the scenes because we hear about this, we donate it, we support these things, but do we really see what goes on behind the mic around as you gather around the table? I don't think so.
And if they heard all the conversations we have afterwards and before,
that's even better.
Which are all good. They're all good conversations. Nothing that we wouldn't want to record it because we are in a recording studio. So
all right.
You just never know. But hey, let's get started. Carol, I'm so happy. Oh, I got to do my intro. Just saw you and just want to say... Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hey, welcome to Around the Table with South County Outreach, where we take you on a journey deep inside, deep into the heart of our organization's mission to combat poverty and uplift our community. I've read that multiple times, and I still stumble at some of those pieces. Whatever. That's mine.
Is it stumble because you don't can't believe you do all that?
If it was me, then I'd be exhausted. But we have such a great team that do this work. So it's others
and okay, a community of partners like today.
Today we're going to be talking about generosity, and when people hear generosity from a nonprofit executive, they hear you wanted us to give you money.
But it's more.
It's more than that. Yeah. It's more than that. And yes, I do want you to give me money. And I'm not going to lie to you because we have honesty. We've talked about some other things. And yeah, your donations help. But that's not what we're talking about today. We're not talking about how you give us money or how, Carol, you help people be generous in the world or how Orange County Community Foundation helps people be generous in the world. We're talking just about what does it mean to be generous in the world?
Great.
What does it mean? So, hey, tell us a little bit. I know so much about you, but tell us a little bit about yourself and about Orange County Community Foundation.
I'd love to. So I am the Senior Director of Donor and Community Engagement with the Orange County Community Foundation. I had my 14-year anniversary last Friday, and I feel blessed every day that the work I do, I'm putting good out into the world. Mm-hmm. And so the Community Foundation, our mission is to transform our community's heartfelt intentions into greater impact for good. And we do that in so many different ways every day. We are involved with lots of different things, but mainly what we do is we create partnerships between our donors and our community to amplify the power of giving and just create greater Orange County good in Orange County, but not just Orange County. It really could be across California, across the United States, across the world, wherever the donor is interested in those types of causes.
I'm going to spell the mess here. Just because that's important for us to do. It's not like you and the Orange County Community Foundation have all this money sit on the side of under the bed, and you decide who's going to get it. It's a different way of doing
right.
a foundation.
Yeah. So the way that we work is we work with families and individuals and sometimes businesses that create what's called a donor advice fund mm-hmm. with the Community Foundation in lieu of having their own private foundation. Mm. So the benefit to them is they get to get busy with giving, and we get to help them with giving, but they don't have to deal with all the back office, the legal, the IRS regulations, that's all taken care of by the Community Foundation. Mm-hmm. And so that's the partnership. And sometimes we're working with an individual. It could be a couple. It could be a multi-generational family. That's when mm-hmm. it gets really fun, mm-hmm. Where you have the older generation introducing the younger generation to what does it mean to be generous? Mm-hmm. What are the different ways you can give? So those are some of my favorite times when I get to have a 5, 8-year-old and 10-year-old in the room, and I get to teach them about what is it like to be generous and what are nonprofits and all those types of things.
Let's get into this generosity conversation because it dumbfounds me at times only because I'm a nonprofit executive and I understand the generosity of my donors and our donors, whether they're a $5 a month donor or a $25 a year donor or in some cases $1 million donor for multiple ways. And a donor is a donor in my mind. We steward them a little differently, but a donor is still a donor.
Sure.
But it dumbfounds me at times in around the generosity. We as a country, as a nation, have this generosity built into us. Giving in this way is unique to the United States, right? Not completely, but unique to the United States. But yet, there are so many people who don't understand or know how to do what you said, have heartfelt intentions for greater impact, for good.
Yeah.
They know they want to give. They know they want to do something. They know they want to give back, but they don't understand what that generosity feels like, how to do it. How do y'all do that? How do y'all deal with people like that? How do you make this happen with the people that have money?
Yeah.
And the people who suddenly come into money,
right,
but realize that they can do something.
I think one of the nice things about the Community Foundation is we really meet the individual or the family where they're at. Mm. They might come into money in a certain way. They're selling a business. They have an inheritance. Mm. And they've really never had that capacity maybe to give at that level. And so it's really just having a relationship with them. So as their philanthropic advisor, I am trying to understand, listen to them. What are they passionate about? What kind of causes are of interest to them? Mm-hmm. So we work very closely with our donors to understand what they might be interested in supporting. And then we can be that connector. So we can connect them. I'll talk about Nonprofit Central in a minute, but we can connect them with the nonprofit. We might have a meeting. Best way to learn what a nonprofit does is to get out there and see their programs in action. So we might be taking a donor out on a site visit, creating a grant program. But in the end, we're helping them to facilitate typically a financial gift to the organization. Mm-hmm. And so I think when we start to work with new donors, it's really just sharing with them how they can give and the different ways that we can support them. We can even do a giving plan for them where they choose the areas they're interested in, how much they want to give a year, and then we work with them to help them get the money out the door. I think for people that maybe aren't in, most of our county maybe isn't in a position to give at, to open a fund with OCCF. So there's so many different ways to get involved. We have a website called ocnonprofitcentral.org. And it has about 500 nonprofits that are either located in Orange County or support, do work in Orange County, mm-hmm. where anybody can go and look and say, hey, I'm interested in what's going on around housing. I know housing is really expensive. Or, boy, food insecurity has not gotten better in the last few years since COVID. And they can go and learn about the organizations here in Orange County that are doing that work and how they can get involved. They typically could give on the website as little as $5, or they could give monthly, or they might want to volunteer. So that's another way just for people to connect that aren't in maybe the capacity to give it at a large level.
So that's just, that's well-rounded, just well-rounded. And when you, when I talk to people and they say, oh, I want to give to a nonprofit, and they think of the Big Ten, the ones that have logos that are easily recognizable, by all means, please support them. The Red Cross is probably desperately needing money and probably feeling full today.
Yeah.
But they're also doing a lot of hard work on the ground.
Yeah.
And there are others. Nomia just calls Red Cross. My rest of my friends, I did you too. But in that ability to create a space for generosity, like that the $5 donor who goes, I want to give to homelessness, or I want to give to food, or I want to give to education, but then they go, but where and how? To have that website available, and we'll speak it again, we'll make sure it gets on the podcast. But to have that ability to then pour that generosity into the world, into the community, and know that their $5 gift or their $100,000 gift or whatever the size is makes a difference, we personally think that's beautiful.
Yeah. Well, and you never know. That $5 donor might then want to volunteer with you, and then they are volunteering with you. And then if it's a younger person, as their income grows, they might have the ability to give it a larger level, and they become a really treasured, longtime supporter of your organization.
Yeah, so, impactful people.
Yeah, so those small dollars, I would always recognize whatever donation comes in, because you never know what's going to happen down the road.
I'm going to give an example of that. We recently received a very large endowment gift. Very large for us is very large. I won't say how much it was, but enough for me to put their name on something because I'm like, wow, that was impactful for our organization. It'll impact us long term. And when I talked to the board about this gift, I said, this wonderful woman left us in her estate plan. And she left four other organizations in her estate plan. And I said, you know how much money she's given to us in the past? And someone said, well, she's probably given us a couple $1,000s. I said, 200.
Wow.
Two gifts of $25. Yeah, 200. Three gifts of $25, and then a $50 gift and something else. Some around $200. Five total gifts. So this lovely woman, her generosity in her cash in her hands were $25 and $50.
What she could do.
but her love for the organization and what we were trying to accomplish and what was we were accomplishing allowed her to give that asset that she had sitting over here that was not cash.
Right.
So we believe that we don't ignore any gifts.
Right.
We believe that, and we don't believe that you give a $25 because you're going to give me X amount of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars later. We just believe that generosity around that is generosity. And I literally, and I don't do this very often, I literally pray over gifts, our online gifts. When our online gifts come in, I'll look at them and I'll pray over them. And my prayer is, thank you for your generosity. Thank you for giving to us. Because we're called to do this, but so many people do not know how,
right,
or do not know that they will or that they could, or that their gift, however small or big, is meaningful and impactful.
Right.
Tell me about some of the nonprofits who are surprised when they get a gift from maybe a donor from the Orange County Community Foundation or a foundation that you're working. Can you think of a nonprofit who suddenly went, oh, wow, I didn't know that this was possible.
Yeah. So the way that our granting goes out the door is about 90% of it is from our donor advice funds. Okay. So that's meaning that it's really guided by them. We have a little bit of influence, but like you said, we're not sitting on that. But we also have discretionary funding. So we have legacy funds of somebody might have left part of their estate to us, or field of interest funds. And so I think where I see that kind of surprise is when we can be out there for a site visit and learn about a new program. So for instance, I'll give you an example. We were out at Katarina's Club earlier this year, and they had the opportunity to purchase finally this building from the city of Anaheim so they could have a more robust, they're still using the restaurant's kitchen, but all the storage and everything that they collect to be able to make these thousands of meals every day for kids throughout Orange County and Long Beach. And so through one of our field of interest funds, we were able to help them support that. It wasn't really an ask. They just were showing us what they needed. And then we were able to provide them with a grant to be able to put some refrigerators in and do what they needed to do to it. And they were thrilled.
You know?
So that's an example. But we get, no matter, again, what the size, sometimes it could be a $200 gift, and it's a small organization. They're in Orange County. There are nonprofits that are completely volunteer run to large nonprofits with $100 million budget, right? For a small nonprofit, when they're able to engage and they receive a small donation, it could be life-changing for them.
Yeah.
So some of the things we do to connect with our nonprofit community, so a big part of our mission is being out in the community and understanding what the needs are. So one of the things we do is we're part of Orange County Grant Makers, which is a group of funders that are looking at different causes such as homelessness or health and wellness. And we learn from what's going on, what are the needs. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can partner together and do some funding together. We also just spend time out in the community visiting nonprofits, not necessarily with the donor, but just so that our staff knows what they're doing. And then we
can foster the generosity of the donor.
Because we want to know what they're doing so that when we have a donor that's interested in a certain cause, we're able to say, hey, I've been here. This is what they do. You should take a look at it. And then we have monthly meet and greets. So we set out a Thursday morning every month where nonprofits can come in and talk to our staff. We do about 9 or 12 of them every one Thursday a month. And it gives them the opportunity to tell us about them. It might be a new nonprofit. It could be somebody like South County Outreach that we haven't had an update in a while. And then we tell them how we work with nonprofits. We introduce them to Nonprofit Central and, of course, our giving days.
So the giving days. Yeah. So we're going to wrap it up here a little bit. But I want to go back to the generosity of the donor. Is the ability for a donor, whether they're a small donor, whether Orange County Central, or a medium-sized donor, or a large donor, or a family foundation. What I really want people to understand, it is allow your generosity to pour into the community. Utilize others to help them understand where that generosity can be best placed based upon their goals and objectives and what they want to accomplish.
Yeah.
And better our community however it happens.
Right.
So giving days. You have several giving days. We're a part of one of them.
Yes.
Help Them Home. There are many of our, my lovely friends are in that. Tell us really quickly about the giving days.
Yeah. We host these collaborative giving days that are built around a cause. So we have organizations come together around a cause, anywhere from five. Our largest Collaborative Giving Day is Help Them Home, that has 25 nonprofits that are working in the homelessness space.
Happens in April.
Yeah, that's right. And usually the third week.
Yeah.
And they come together around a common cause. What the Community Foundation does is we provide the platform to have the Giving Day so that you can collect donations. And we provide all the marketing and we provide the training. But I think the beauty of it is the nonprofits around a common cause coming together and not just being, I'm South County Outreach and I'm Families Forward, but it's everybody together that's working toward ending homelessness in Orange County.
Right.
And so it's one day, 24 hours, where they're all working together. The Community Foundation spreads the word to our donor base. And of course, this is where that small donor comes in again, because a lot of people will hear about it from a friend. So peer-to-peer fundraising is one of the tools that they use. And they might not know anything about you. They're giving because their friend gives to you.
And there's a platform for that to be that to happen.
There's a platform for me to share this with my friends, and they can give through my page.
Yeah.
And I think that's super powerful, because that is a new donor to steward. So that goes back to what you said before, where, hey, they gave $5. Maybe they're 22 years old, and that's great. I'm going to talk to them, because there are so many other ways to give generously besides money. So volunteering, letting them understand the opportunity. You all have so many ways to volunteer in the food pantry, in the store, and all those different things. Stewarding them as a volunteer is a big thing. And talents. So maybe you engage with somebody that you're like, wow, this person works in this business or has a marketing background, and maybe they could be a good fit on our board. So there are many ways to engage with an individual that's just shown a little bit of interest in you, but with the right stewardship, you're going to be able to bring them along in your journey.
Yeah, we had Taryn Plum on a little while ago. We did a thing about volunteerism a little while ago. So definitely you can volunteer and be involved. So let's get to the end here. So we asked three questions.
Before you do that, can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah.
I'm waving wildly over here.
Is that what that was?
You think I'm signaling the end? I want to jump in here.
You need to speak up, my man.
I'm going like this.
I'm like, what have I done?
Years ago, I was an entertainment publicist for people like Johnny Mathis, Anthony Quinn, a whole bunch of people. And I was surprised as celebrities came to us to publicize their new TV show or their new movie. Many cases, they were new. They had just hit upon, they suddenly got a new starring role. So never heard of them. Now we're going to tell the world about them. And we'd always say, why don't you get a charity? Why don't you support this?
Yeah.
Most of them had no clue, not only how to do it, but what would I give to?
Yeah.
And it was a real process we would have to go through trying to say, well, what do you like? Were you connected to anything? What do you feel like? And I wish we had a resource like this is 20 years ago to show them the spread of what's out there. Do you ever do that? Do you ever have to, somebody just hit the lotto with their, or whatever, or just hit it with their new tech company, and suddenly they've got all this money and they want to be generous? How do you guide generosity?
Yeah, absolutely. I think
good
it's
question.
The first piece is just a conversation. And sometimes people, like you said, Paul, don't even know what they might be interested in. So it's really kind of an education. Here are some of the areas that have high need in Orange County. Do any of these pique your interest? And then once we know what area they're interested in, then it's with 14 years knowing our nonprofit community, and my team is very tenured, being able to connect them to the right organizations. But we do have people that come that, and so it's really just a conversation and building a relationship and building trust with them, and then being able to share with them. And then once they understand the beauty of making those gifts and connecting with the organizations, then they're on the road.
I used to work at an organization that did play, and one of our supporters was the Dodgers. And I remember the Dodgers team, at the beginning of the year, they would sit down with all the players, the new players, and they would share how they could give back to their community, and that the foundation was going to support that, so that they knew that they had a trusted advisor who they could sit down with and say, so I think I want to give back to this because this really gives me hope and joy. And that foundation, and then the Dodgers Foundation can say, okay, let's guide you through that. Let's walk you through that.
That's incredible.
It's incredible, right? You're 24 years old. You haven't gotten a lot of money, but maybe you got a lot of money.
Yeah.
And suddenly everyone's, hey, I got this, I have that. You need someone you trust who's on your side, who's not saying, give me the money and I'll give it away. It is, how can we help you do this work?
Yeah.
How can we make this happen? Generosity.
Yeah, absolutely. Generosity.
But let's do it. So we're gonna ask our last three questions. I think you got them ahead of time.
I got
them ahead of time. So this is fun. So the three questions are, who influences you? favorite fruit from child. I always want to say child care because I used to be a child care director. Snack was a big deal. And then who would you like to sit at around your table? So let's go with the first one.
Yeah, you got it. So I've got a couple on who influences me. So first of all, I would say my mom and dad, they've both passed. But they passed on to my sister and me just the like a great sense of generosity and giving back. I remember being really young and going out on the campaign trail with them, knocking on doors for their local candidate. Also, the importance of family and relationships. So absolutely, mom and dad. And, of course, secondly would be, not secondly, but God and my church. Like, God loves me, and he gives me grace, and I need to love others and give others grace. So those would probably be my top influences.
And your church is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and it's right attached to your to South County Outreach.
Not just because they're attached, but yeah.
Do we give a shout out to them? Here, we can shout out to them.
We can talk about Terra. Terra Nova Church is a supporter, as of many other churches who believe in us, and I have a great relationship with the pastors there about just the world. Yeah. We talk about more than just food.
Yeah.
We talk about souls.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's see. My favorite food from childhood. So my birthday is in August, and so my favorite summer birthday would be barbecue flank steak, barbecue corn, fruit salad, French bread, and mud pie for dessert. But then in general, Mexican food. I could eat Mexican food every other day. So that was a childhood, but I still love it.
Okay. All right.
And then who would I like to sit around the table? Oh, that was like a very intriguing question.
Isn't it?
So here's my table. Michelle Obama, Katie Ledesky, Abraham Lincoln, and God. So Michelle, I just love her. I'm very in awe of her and have read her books and just love
her. She's quite a nice human.
She is. Katie Ledesky, I was a swimmer. I grew up swimming, and I just love her persistence and the fact that like she's just amazing and she's been doing it all these years. I'd love to meet her. Abraham Lincoln is a right now thing. Like, I think back to the time that he lived in and what he was dealing with slavery and a divided nation. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we have this divided nation. I'd love to say, okay, what'd you do? How'd you get through it?
That wasn't easy.
No, but just
The books say it was really easy. Yeah, he just gave a speech, wrote his letter, wrote something, all good, all good.
So I just think right now with what's going on in our country, that would be really interesting to me. And of course, who doesn't want to sit down and have a meal with God? So those are my four that I'd like to
have. But you know God's in the room right now.
Yeah.
How about I say, I think you probably have a meal with God pretty regularly.
And I have some questions for him.
Don't we all have? I got some questions.
There's a couple passages that I'm still like, okay, I need some support on this one. In particular, Job walking around heaven with the devil. I was like, oh, wait. Read it. It's in the first part of the chapter.
I can tell we got to get a bigger table, though. We got to get a bigger table.
Our table's pretty big. It's because it's a virtual table. It's a table where everyone is welcome. And everyone is invited and everyone's loved. Hey, Carol, thank you so much for being with us.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I'm so happy you were able to spend time with us to talk about generosity, how Orange County Community Foundation has generosity and helping our community be so impactful. They're a blessing to the world, not just to South Orange County, but they're a blessing to the world. And please thank all the team there for that. And just you personally, just you're a great friend, and we know your generous heart and your generous spirit, and I just was just really excited to have you on.
Oh, thank you. I so enjoyed it, and I love you guys.
And how do they reach you? Give us your first, last name, email, whatever you
want to do. No, let's not do that.
Whatever you want to give out.
Yeah, I'll share the website for the foundation.
Give us your private cell phone number.
The website for the foundation, if you want to learn more, is www.oc-cf.org. And then the website for Nonprofit Central is ocnonprofitcentral.org.
Awesome. So I want you to look out for that. I really would hope our listeners will check into this because those giving days are exciting and they're a blessing to the world. So thank you so much for leading all that effort. All right, let's take us out. So thank you for listening, and we hope you and your friends will join us next time around the table as we continue to explore the intersection of food, people, and culture. It's been great.
Join us again as we continue to gather around the table and talk about creative and effective ways to combat hunger and homelessness here in our county. Brought to you by South County Outreach and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.